So I'm going to turn this over to Skip. He's going to pray and then take us to the first segment of our meeting.
Thank you, Greg. So, you know, great sermon again. I was thinking about that whole house of prayer, and I was thinking that God living in us, we are the house, right? And so we should be a house of prayer as individuals. And so we'll open with prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God. We thank you for the blessings that you shower down upon us. God, we give you all the glory. We thank you for this past year and the many years of fellowship together. Lord, we thank you for all of your provisions. We thank you, Lord, especially for our salvation. And God, again, we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. So, yesterday, Joanna and Andrea and I went to the Home and Garden Show. And I know what you're thinking, a rose between two thorns. It's understandable. But the reason I bring that up is because the reason we go, and we've done this several years now, is because of the gardens. You know, you can go for the home part if you need new whatever on your house, but we go for the gardens. And to see the greenery and the flowers and you know, it's just a taste of springtime and the promise of springtime with new life. And all of that represents Easter and new life, right? So, and as well, that we just go out and have fun, too, just like this church has done. We do service projects over the year, and at the same time, we have fun, and that's really what it's all about, right? So we'll start with what we have done since September of 23. Maybe. Which way am I aiming this? Hello? All right. Hello. 2023, 2024. Is that back up?
You're fine. I'm going to move you away from the speaker.
Okay. Fall cleanup, right? This is one of the fun things that takes place here. The guys get together, guys and gals, I should say, and help make this place look nice. Our prayer meetings, right, which we've gone quarterly. But, boy, if you've not attended one, you should. It's really a blessed time. Child dedication. Yay! And yeah, we see them running around. It's amazing. God bless them. The 30th anniversary celebration. That was an awesome time. And thanks to drones, yeah, we have a photo. Our small groups. Again, if you're not a part of one, you should be. More fellowship and more fun, and a good time to get into God's Word. Our discipleship groups, LOL, and again, another time for getting into God's Word, and learning how to share your testimony. Mom's group, and you know what? I just want to say that none of these things would be possible without you volunteering, right? And that is probably the most important thing. Yes, it's a service. Yes, we need you. But again, it's a fun time. Shepherding a Child's Heart Bible Study. Class 101. Joy in a Jar. And you can see this is fun. People are having fun. And it's a service event. Operation Christmas Child. Again, something that goes out all over the world. And we hear stories that come back. Hanging of the Greens. Charlie's West Side Open Mic Night. Nice collection of musical folk there. Christmas Caroling. Our continuing clothes drive for, well, at the time it was Joseph's Coat. Now we're doing Hilliard. Christmas Eve Candlelight Service. Always a wonderful time. Some of the photos. Sleep in Heavenly Peace. Our food drive for the Hilliard Food Pantry. Again, a reminder, they serve like 5 different zip codes. So, yeah, they do a wonderful job. Super Sunday and blessing bags. Boy, if you've not given out a blessing bag, you should. People just feel so grateful. It's amazing. And excited. I think you see them, and it's like opening up a Christmas present. Baptism. Marriage seminar. The marriage of your dreams. Oh, yeah. This goes along with marriage, too, right? Taming of the tongues. That should be plural. Yeah, praise God. Remodel complete. Men's retreat. That was obviously a warm day. There's somebody there in short sleeves. Yeah. Our Good Friday service. Easter egg program. With the price of eggs, we'll see. Yeah. Frank, you're going to provide the eggs this year? Class 201, another opportunity for growth. 12-hour prayer vigil. And, oh, look at Mother's Day flowers. That'll be coming up in a couple months. So spring cleanup. We'll be putting a date out for this as well. Summer Sunday picnics. Again, food. Food and fun. The women's tea, which I did not attend, but I understand it was a big success. VBS, looking forward to that again. An awesome time. And you talk about needing volunteers. That's a big event, and yeah, it takes a lot of people. Celebration Sunday, school supplies, ministry sign-ups, that time of the year, August, the women's retreat, fall festival, that stranger. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Back to the Future. Operation Christmas Child. Again, Hanging of the Greens. And Hope. That wasn't that long ago, was it? Coat drive for the Hilliard Food Pantry. Share a closet. And no penguins were hurt in the making of this photograph. Christmas Eve service. Again, a great time. And that's it. Praise God. Yeah. Again, I just want to repeat that these things could not happen without you. So thank you very much. I appreciate it. And Nick?
Thanks, Skip. So my name's Nick Higgins. I'm one of the elders here, and I'm gonna. I have an opportunity I move forward. I move back one. I'm doing great. Here we go. Okay, I have the opportunity this morning to share with you how the church is doing financially, and we're going to go through the different accounts that we have, so you'll get to see this. The information that I'm presenting to you today is also available in our newsletters on a monthly basis. At the tail end of the newsletter, we have some information, a spotlight of how we're doing there. So this is as of February 17th. These are the bank account balances for each of our accounts. We have an operating checking fund that that's where the cash flow kind of goes, as we operate the church. That's how we pay for things, and that's where traditional like tithes and things like that will come in to help support that those areas. We have our building checking fund and our building savings fund, and those are for building projects and things like that. And we have some things to share about that later on today. And then our needs fund checking, that's for when there are needs that come in, and we work with Darlene to help figure out how to work with that. And so we'll use that fund to help support those that are in need for whatever the reason may be. Something new we did this year that was kind of exciting for us was we took some of the money that we had saved up in our savings and decided that we should see it grow a little bit. And so we worked with our bank, Chase, to have two certificates of deposit that would grow and be kind of locked, so like a CD, if you guys are familiar with that. So we took $30,000 and split it up into two funds of $15,000 each. And the three-month CD has already matured once, and so we reinvested it to let it mature again, and so that'll continue to grow. Just another way to grow, and we're able to do that with the way that we are structured with Chase Bank. So with that. The other thing that I want to mention is something that's exciting that we got to do this year, and if you haven't already read the bumper there at the bottom, what we do is every month we look at our checking account balance, which is that top one up there, and if it is at what we would say three times the amount of what it takes to run the church on a monthly basis, and we'll talk about the monthly budget here in the next slide, if we're three times that amount, we will take the difference and move that into the building savings account. And this year, we transferred over $20,000 into the building savings account based on that algorithm. So it was a pretty neat thing. And that's just amazing to see what God is doing with the church. So that's all of the account balances. Now let's take that and look at it graphically. For those of you who don't like to look at numbers, I want to see a chart, right? So let's take a look at that. So this is everything that you saw all added up in one line. And what we have is starting in December 2018 and going all the way to December 2024. Okay, so this is not caught up to January, February just yet. I want to point out one thing for you to kind of help you visualize and see how things have happened throughout the years. So we had started back in the 2022 timeframe. We had decided that we wanted to do some refacing on the church. There were some things that we wanted to do, and we had a gift that came in, and that's what that big jump is. We had a gift that helps support that, so we want to thank you for that. And then we, over the course of that year of 2023, we paid for the contract work that was done to do that. So that's what that decline is. But I want you to notice that since then, since we've had that done, starting in December 2023, February 2024, we're back up to where we were before we started that that contract job, if that makes sense. So, hey, buddy, are you going to come join me and help me talk about this? So what I just want to show you is how God is providing for the church. We are back up to where we started when we first started doing that job, if that makes sense. So praise God and for what he's doing. And he is able to provide in the way that he wants to provide, to get the things done that he wants to get done in this church. And we're excited about some opportunities that we think we have coming up, and Frank and Jamie are going to talk about that. And we're serious about the things that we want to do, and we want to invite you to join us and to pray with us that God would provide in this way to be able to do the things that we think that we're called to do here at Derby Creek. and with the community that surrounds us. There's a lot of people coming in. There's a lot of people moving. There's a lot of houses and apartments, complexes, and things like that are being built. And so we have an opportunity here to minister to those that are coming in. Okay, so this is what we looked like last year. This is 2023, 2024 ministry year. The total income there, and then how much we spent for the year. So our net income last ministry year was over $21,000. Now, that's a little bit different than what I showed you with the movement of money. We do that a little bit differently. But this is how much we had left over after just that one ministry year, if that makes sense. So we were in the black, praise God, last year. And then, so this year, what we decided to do is, as we've seen the Lord provide, we decided, okay, we have an opportunity now to increase our monthly budget. And so last year, our budget was $18,600. That's how much we expected to come in. And the amount that we spent last year was $18,560. That was the average, I think, for that. Is that right? For that year. And so the new budget this year, what we've planned for is an income of $19,600. And that number that we plan for kind of determines how we choose to break down the budget. And something do we have those sheets? Are they right here? Why don't we get those passed out? People want to take a look at them. So what we have provided is a printout of our monthly budget, is the exact breakdown of how we take that $19,600 and every ministry area and place.
We don't have one per person here.
We can share. But that shows you how we kind of how we have decided to divvy things up, and then what we plan to spend is less than what we plan to make or have income, and you can see there that's what that is. And so what we did is we just decided this year that based on the way the Lord was providing and the things that we have planned that we would like to do, we needed to increase our budget by $1,000, and that's what you're seeing located there. And that's everything for by the numbers. Do we have time for a quick question or two, if there's any questions, or do we want to take questions at the end? We didn't talk about that. Where'd the boss go? Okay. So at the end, we'll do questions at the end. Okay, so we'll keep moving. So that's all I have for by the numbers. I'll turn it over to Charlie now for more events. So,
can you switch my slides, please?
Yes.
All right, thank you. All right, so I'm going to be covering upcoming plans and events for 2025. Some of this I'll move through quickly because it's kind of a repeat of, we're just continuing on some of the things we've already done. But first up in March is the leadership team meetings. We've been covering some Paul Tripp materials on helping each other grow and how to build healthy relationships. That's been very healthy. The men's retreat is coming up, as you saw last year's. It's a good time in the wild for all you wild men that want to eat beans and grow your beards and tromp around in the woods. And Frank used to have a beard, didn't you, Frank? How many people liked Frank when he had a beard? So, yeah. See, the thing is, though, your votes don't count. Only Maggie's vote counts. That's why he doesn't have a beard anymore. Yeah. Okay, so April 5th is a prayer vigil, very important time, as Skip talked about. The 13th is Palm Sunday and potluck, this celebration. This is a new plan that is coming down the pike, and exciting and unique plan to involve some more people in our church and have some fun on Palm Sunday. So Good Friday service and Easter, you know about. Great opportunity just to be inviting people to come and join us for that. Okay, May 2025 is more prayer meetings, more leadership team meetings, Orkin Advisor Weekend. That's to help us with the pest control here at the church. No. Orkin is Ohio Regional Church Network, okay? And we have selected a couple advisors this year. Terry Lewis is pastor of Great Point Church in Lewis Center. He's one of our advisors. And Jack Stockdale, pastor of New Song Church on the east side, Reynoldsburg, is also an advisor. Both those guys, career-long pastors with tons of wisdom and experience that can help us out and help keep us accountable. Greg's going to talk more about the actual advisor weekend coming up here. More Summer Sunday picnics, Pastor Summit coming up. July 25 is Ministry Sign-Up Month. You know about that. More Summer Sunday picnics. VBS Week, exciting new plans for that. Be thinking about who you can invite, right? Young families with kids. VBS Celebration Sunday, which is always fun as well. August 2025, more leadership meetings, Summer Sunday picnics. Got the school supply collection coming up again to collect supplies for the kids at Brown Elementary. More prayer meetings. September, the new ministry year begins, and December is Christmas Eve service. So that is all the scheduled events, and then we have events with dates to be determined. The first one that we forgot to put on the slide is Doug Cornelius is going to be starting up a podcast with Greg to discuss the previous week's message, just as a way to like increase our reach and increase engagement, because a lot of people are watching things online. So that's a really cool and exciting new idea that's in the pipe here. The women's retreat is coming up. Nothing like the men's retreat. No beard growing at the women's retreat. The fall festival's coming up, which is a good time. Go Sunday, that's a Sunday where the church leaves the building here and goes out to serve. Operation Christmas Child, you know about. Greg is planning a How to Study the Bible workshop, which sounds very interesting. And then the DCC Cookbook Project, which you've seen a display for out there, just as a fundraiser, we can create our own Darby Creek cookbook. So all that to look forward to in 2025. So all that said, just want to encourage everyone to just be building relationships with people that you cross paths with that are far from God or don't know Christ. Just organically. Breakfast, lunch, dinners, having them over for pizza, having play dates, whatever you can do to build those relationships so that when these events come up, it's a lot easier to invite people to and you have those contacts. So I think that's it for me, and then Nick is up again. All right, thank you.
I made more copies. Does anybody need more copies of that budget? Okay, I've got some more here. So we'll go ahead. Nick, you want to talk about VBS?
All right, so Charlie mentioned that we're going to do VBS again this year, and so I asked for a slot to promo this with you guys right now, and then we'll talk a little bit more about it. So we got a video next. Do I click the next button?
Welcome to Wonder Junction.
Here at Wonder Junction, we marvel at Jesus and live for his glory.
And we're excited to show you and your youngins how to, aren't we, Paul?
Yeah, sure are. That's why the discovery y'all are in for. First thing when y'all arrive, you learn how the creator of the universe came to Earth.
As a baby, he was laid in a feeding trough for animals. Imagine that!
Mm-hmm. And you'll get to hear all about Jesus as a child, then his amazing ministry of healing people.
Feeding thousands of people.
And calling people to repentance and faith in him.
Then comes our favorite part.
You betcha. This is where Wonder of Wonders, you'll find out how much Jesus loves us. So much that he died on the cross to pay for our sin.
But he didn't stay dead. No, three.
That's right. He rose from the dead to make a way for us to spend eternity with him.
So if you're ready to be challenged,
live for Jesus as we wait for his return.
Then dust off your boots, grab your bandana, and get your tickets to Wonder Junction!
All right, kids, does that sound like fun? Yeah. So if you haven't picked up on it, this year, this July, we are going to go out into the wild, wild west. We're bringing the west here, I guess. So we'll be jumping on Wonder Junction. And what I'm really excited about this VBS this year is it takes the whole week and focuses, every day, focuses on Jesus. every day of that week. And we get to see the birth of Jesus, his life and ministry, his death and resurrection, and then the consummation when he returns. And it's just going to be an awesome time just to focus and dwell on him. I'm really excited about that. And so what I have up here are some dates that I want you to put in your calendars. You can take your phones and take a snapshot of this. This is also going to end up in our church calendar for the year. But our first meeting is going to be this next month on March 16th. We're going to be right after church service, have our first staff meeting, and that's just going to be with our key coordinators or key leaders. That's not going to be every single volunteer, but everybody's welcome to come to the meeting. It's just mostly just for those key coordinators or volunteers for that. And then May 19th, I know it sounds like it's a little bit of ways away because we're in February, but that's when registration opens, is May 19th for VBS. Something new this year that I felt like I should be doing for the church, not just for the kids, is on the second and fourth Thursdays in May, June, and July. There's five of those Thursdays. We are going to have a Bible study that's open up to the entire church that's going to go through the study that each of the kids are going to have throughout the week. So we'll have, for that first second Thursday, we will have the day one study, and we'll do a Bible study. And it will be an adult Bible study. It will not be a kid's Bible study, but it'll be the material that we're teaching the kids that week. And so I'm excited to be able to share that with you guys. If you're available, come and join us. It'll be a fun time of just diving into God's Word and learning about what the kids are going to be learning. It's also going to be helpful for the teachers, I think, because they'll get to be taught the lessons that they're going to be teaching. So we'll be doing that for those five Thursdays in May, June, and July. And then we've got scheduled decoration days. So we're going to, on July 20th, it'll be a church service, but the church will already be decorated for VBS. So we'll be coming in and be already in our Western theme. So, and then Celebration Sunday, like Charlie mentioned, is on the 27th following that. And then the following Saturday, we're programming in, yes, we need to depart the wild, wild west. We're going to have to make sure we got everything torn down, and we need volunteers to be able to help out with that. So get everything ready for that. So things that you can be doing that would be helpful for me and for the team that's leading VBS is, first and foremost, pray. Please pray for the opportunity that we're going to have that week. Pray for the invitations that are going to go out so that way we can have kids to come in and get to experience our church and the love of Jesus. If you're interested in volunteering, I will be reaching out to you. But if you have an interest or like, yes, I definitely want to do that again, just shoot me an email and I'll make sure I reach out to you and talk about what we can do. And then the other thing I want to encourage is this year is if you aren't up for volunteering or don't have the time to do that, still join us. Still come and participate in the different things that we're doing and be here for the VBS that week. So I just wanted to put that bug in everybody's ear, so to speak. So, and that's it for VBS.
Also, I want to mention, too, just that all these slides that we have today will be available online on our website along with this recording. So just we'll have like a PDF file if you want to thumb through them again. They'll be out there. So, okay, Frank and Jamie, you have to be cognizant of the speaker here. So, I don't know if one of you want to hear, one of you there. Or something. Okay,
you know which button. We'll find out. Hello, everybody. Okay, first I want to give praise to God and everything he's done since we started doing this, looking ahead and planning and lifting everything up to the Lord. He's really done a fantastic job. You guys have done a fantastic job. I wanted to also give thanks to the Planning and Building Committee that spent lots of hours putting this together, as well as the Steering Committee on some of the other decisions to be made. Okay, we'll get started and see if this works. Oops, see, right away. This is the 15-year plan. We're going to be starting going forward. We had the first, we wanted to make sure you knew that some of the funds we're spending are going to be used temporarily and then reused going forward so that we don't, you can see what it's saying up here as far as the some things we do one year, we'll have to redo the following year just to keep the church moving forward. We have 2025, we're going to go over that, 2030, and going forward to 2040. We've got the drywall guideways done in the sheds. We got the ceilings repaired. The kitchen's been repaired. We got the asphalt in. We got the windows put into the doors. So that was all going ahead. And the church got its remodeling done on the outside. That was a huge lift. And as Nick was sharing, we had you're very generous in your giving. And the church's finances ended up being in the exact same place as they were before because of the generosity and the faithfulness of the Lord. Now, we're going into Jamie.
Okay, so I don't know how many of you guys, some of you guys were here when we were with Darby Creek when we were a mobile church. So I'm going to talk a little bit about some things that we're trying to improve on, the water quality and some of that stuff. But, you know, even to have a crappy softener system is a lot better than having to go out into a van when it's 0 degrees and there's an inch of water on the floorboard because the windshield leaked, hook up a trailer and take it someplace. This is a lot better. It's a lot better. So anyway, one of the things, there's two things that we're trying to do. Hot water, the hot water heater sets and just runs most of the week with really not much demand. So it's kind of a waste. So we're trying to work on putting on-demand hot water in the building, and that requires several units to be strategically placed. We've got one in the kitchen already, so it's off the hot water system. We have one unit that is shared for the handicap, as well as there's a sink in the kick room. And the last one we need to do is for the men's and women's restroom. That's going to require a vanity in the women's restroom so that we can put the on-demand unit inside the cabinet. So we've done the kitchen. We've done the handicap. We just need to do the men's and women's restroom. So we need to get a vanity, and I think maybe we might have a vanity coming. But I think we should probably also put a new floor down because the vinyl's already has been cut to stabilize the floor. They hydraulic jacked the floor up. So once that's done, then we can take the hot water heater out. And we got room to work in that closet. We're going to put a new softener and a mop sink in there so that the people that are doing cleaning stuff have a place to actually clean their mop buckets and mops instead of in the kitchen sink. So hopefully that will happen sometime before fall. The what? The mop sink? We're going to try to fit it into the utility room where the hot water heater, it's right off the kick room. And so that's going to be, that room's going to be kind of completely redone. That's probably going to be contracted out. We'll have a plumber come in, plumb everything, put the softener in. But the other stuff, we've kind of done at sweat equity, so.
Yes. Okay. Now we'll go on to the right direction, wrong direction. There we go. We're going to continue the process. These are the things going forward in 2025. These are the things we're hoping to get completing under God's will in the next 12 months. It includes finishing. As you can see, we did some storage changing above the old baptismal. We'll be getting a new baptismal that's mobile, more like that'll be able to take in and out and put in that room, and we'll be able to use it on outside events and inside events. So that is in process and should be done by the end of the year. We're also working on the 6-door upgrades. As far as we have these two main doors going into the hallway and into the fellowship hall, and going back, we're going to be talking about the Grove. We have a door there and the door into the fellowship hall. We're trying to get all the doors done at once and get that so it's more visually pleasing and safer. this is the big thing, the Educational Celebration Center. We're working on, here's an up-close diagram. This is the outside. The inside is going to be up to what the ministry leaders or you guys decide. The inside is going to be the state-of-the-art classroom inside. It'll be right outside this wall. The cones, if you want to look outside, you can see where the cones are set up between the trees and the grove. And getting it fully air-conditioned, electrical, all the same stuff you have in these classrooms back here. Anything else? We'll be able to use it also for Vacation Bible School. We'll be able to use it for the Fall Festival. We'll be able to use it for any other activities at the church, men's picnics every Sunday. It'll be able to be used. The doors will go up. It'll become an outside pavilion. It'll have everything we need to do things year-round. We're also, in the next 12 months, working on getting a consultant together to get plans so that we can have the addition, the additional sanctuary, the additional educational wing, the master plan for what this property would be. We're working on getting a consultant, getting the sketches together, not the engineering drawings, just the sketches together, so we can all participate in what we need going forward for sharing God's word and ministering to the community. So you have the summary here. You have what was done and what is yet to come. You need to know that as far as what we said before, all the blessings that came upon us as far as the generous gifts, the generous quotes, everything goes together in the timing, the way things got done on time and under budget so that we didn't, the church's finances, like that was an excellent chart that you shared, Nick, where even after everything that we did, we're in a great position financially. Yes. Then going after that, after as far as going into the going out further, we have the new table, new chairs and carpets. We have wherever these projects here as far as the finishing the getting the sanctuary, the west wing off of the west off the wet over this part of the in the parking lot, the fellowship hall, new classrooms. So by 2030, as far as a $500,000 in expenditures is what we're looking forward to getting done. Yes, you may, Pastor Senior Greg.
Like the getting those drawings done that he was talking about, what we want to do is we want to see what is the maximum, try to maximize the footprint that we have. Like, you know, what we're allowed to build on and so on. And so that's what that's about, right? Without affecting the code, the fire codes and so on. So we have a maximum number we're allowed to have in our sanctuary. We don't even come close to it. It's like 200 something. You'll see the number back there, right? I mean, we don't even have probably barely 120 chairs in here at best. So we're trying to maximize that, right? That's what that's doing. Okay.
Yes, that's totally right. As far as... as you can see up in the plaque, we're trying to keep it within reason with this property as far as what Pastor Greg was saying, as far as we have 5 acres. We can do so much parking, so much stormwater, so many bathrooms. And so the consultant's going to have us do what we can maximally do on this property in the most efficient way. Okay. So then we have the to be completed by 2030 would be the remodeling the inside, the kitchen, the classrooms, the lobby, and what would happen is that would be the new sanctuary, this would be the lobby, and then the bump out from the fellowship hall would be the continuation of the educational wing. This is the fellowship area over here. The Grove is what it's beginning to call. Nick is working on the name of the building. Have you come up with one yet?
We would invite some help in coming up with a fun name to characterize that building that we're going to put back out there. If you go back a few slides to that shelter house, I was teasing about calling it like the kick out, but I don't want people to feel like they're being kicked out there. So, but we're going to be using it for our kick age kids on Sunday mornings. But we also want it to be known that it's not just for the children. We're going to be using it for other ministries and for everybody in those picnics and things like that. So if you have a fun, catchy name that's not super long, that's kind of, you know, just fun for all of us to call it, we We eventually coined the area back there, the Grove. And so we're inviting a name for that. I've been kicking around ideas like Shelter House, but that doesn't really, I don't know. So we didn't want to go with Outhouse either. That was not a good idea. So I don't know. We worked through that. So, but yeah, thanks, Frank.
Yeah, we'll work on that. Yes, thank you, Nick. But as far as the inside is all going to be designed in the next year. But we wanted to show you everything we're going forward. Then as you go ahead, as far as the current value of the building is between $450,000 and $500,000 with everything you do. We are debt-free. These men operate the church very efficiently and very biblically. So praise God for that. And we want to continue being wise stewards. Going forward after that, as far as trying to get the prayer gazebo in the back parkland, when everything else is finished, putting in a full parking lot where we're not messing with gravel. And then, so that would be there. Then the master plan, as far as going after that, that's supposed to make you laugh. That's really good that you did that. As far as this, which be... I did not check out the denomination. It was about the stone. That's what you're supposed to laugh, the stone. This will not be a stone church. But anyway, the point being, this facility, as far as everything that we've gotten wisdom on as far as this would probably be turned into a youth church. And then either the land across the street or someplace very close by building a new church. And this would be a youth facility, a youth church facility. What did I miss, team? Okay. You may. Thank you.
That's the drawings.
Okay. Okay, you're on the team. We meet next Wednesday at 10.
She's got the drawings done for us. All right. So I just want to say, oh, I need to be over here. Sorry. Okay. So I just want to say, kind of alongside Frank and with the, when we mentioned the numbers earlier, we are being very diligent to try to do this without going into debt. Okay, we have all of these plans that we want to do with the timelines assigned, but we don't want to go into debt to do this, so we need help in raising the funds to do that. If you are have an interest in giving for something specific, like a project, like what has been shown here, it might accelerate the timeline, depending on how things go. So just be aware of that. Like there might be this, the timing that we have here is listed based on what we've projected, but if things come in better or the Lord decides to provide in a certain way to be able to accomplish certain things that are being done here, it'll be done, okay? But we're trying to be very diligent to keep to not going into debt for these projects and be able to pay for them with cash. So we're very excited about it. We encourage you and invite you to pray alongside us as we prepare for this and do this because we as you can see, we've got a lot of kids that are running around and playing around in here and they need some space. And you guys need some space too, right? The adults need some space too. So we're excited about what God has planned for us because we are clearly growing from within. So, all right, thank you.
Very well said, Nick. Very well said. And the kids running around and the noise and the activity is quite a blessing. There's nothing, seeing the growth and the young energy, all demographics at the church really appreciate that. Greg, I think this is now your turn.
So I want to thank Frank because Frank starts talking about this stuff. I'm like, are you crazy? Because I'm not wired that way. Frank keeps trying to ask me what my plan is for retirement, and he wants to be like signed in blood. But anyway, so I'm just saying that because we should be grateful that we have some guys on the board who are visionary thinkers. You have to have people to push you out of your comfort zone with a vision of what things could be. He probably is, but that's probably like my shed. You know, he's just going to kick me out over there. But anyway, I just say be encouraged that, you know, God's given us a great mix of things on the board to help, think about the future. And instead of just kind of, you know, what's in front of you. And so we should be very encouraged by that. And so I'm very thankful for that. And I mean, not all you guys are participating in that, but I'm saying Frank's always the one pushing us out there. Well, no, it's a good, it's a good, it's like a pebble in your shoe that you got to have. No, but I mean, like, it gets you thinking. You have to think along these ways. And I know that when Doug was on the board, he was like that too. I mean, like, no, they think big picture. You know, I'm down here saying, what am I preaching next week? And so that, these are good things. These are very important things. So anyway, thank you. All right, so I'm just going to share just briefly. That's a, you know, very scary words to hear. But I'm just going to share a couple of things. One is that, you know, we got back to this this theme here, Jesus is the King. And we're just going to try to keep, I want to try to get our church to be thinking as we're going through the rest of Luke here, to kind of really try to internalize this in your own life, thinking about, because this is really is the theme there in the last part of Luke. And so may these just visuals here kind of serve as a reminder that of a couple things. One is just that, you know, Jesus rules and reigns over all things, is the King of Kings. That's who he is. But as people of his kingdom, we seek to grow in honoring him as the King and Lord of every area of our lives. So to kind of use this time as we have these visual reminders and as we're going through the rest of Luke to really just evaluate with grace, of course, but, you know, is he king over the areas of my life? Am I allowing him to rule and reign in these different arenas in your life? And so, and then also, so that's more individual and inward, but also outward, thinking along the lines of we are to spread the gospel of the kingdom, right? Everywhere we go and to everyone we know. And so, I know that's always, I feel like it's always the hardest thing to do and to challenge people to do because, you know, it's easy to kind of do Bible studies. It's easy to kind of like look at yourself and kind of work on what does God want me to work on. But when it comes to reaching out to people with the gospel of Christ, that is, I think, just historically anyway, hard for people. And so, and challenging for people. And so, I just want us to be thinking about, kind of like Charlie said, just become friends with people who are far from God. I think that's the best thing you can do. And sometimes you don't know where they are, so you just got to start being their friend and loving on them and so on. And so, but let me just tell you, that doesn't happen by accident, okay? It does not happen by accident. It must be intentional. And that's one of the things that why I have really pouring myself into the Life on Life discipleship groups, because every time we meet, it's weekly, we are faced with what are we doing in that arena personally. We get equipping in that area, and it's also accountability in that area. And so I just feel like that's just something that it's probably just a growth area in general. Probably for most Christians is outreach, but also just, so I just kind of challenge us in that a little bit. A verse to think about in these regards. So maybe make this your memory verse for some time anyway. Meditate on this. It's Colossians 1:28-29 says, him we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom so that we may present everyone mature in Christ. For this I toil, struggling with all his energy that he powerfully works within me. And so there you have, I think, just, you know, a good verse that really does talk about discipleship. You're trying to teach people, right? You're proclaiming Jesus. There's evangelism. You're teaching people so that we can present them mature. So that's the discipleship and evangelism kind of all in that one first verse. But then you see in verse 29, the intentionality. Okay, where it says, Paul says, for this I toil struggling. Now, if that's not intentionality, I don't know what is. But also, did you catch the fact that he says, with all his energy that powerfully works within me? And so we always see this in Scripture where we must put forth effort, but we must trust God. It's both and, it's not either or. So So just I would just encourage if we would just memorize this and meditate on this about our own personal lives and how we could carry that out, I think the Lord would bless it. So I wanted to share that with you guys. Now, the last thing I want to mention about the pest control. Orkin, you said, Ohio Regional Church Network. We joke about this because the first time we saw the words ORCN, somebody, Frank, says, that's like the pest control. So we, wrong spelling, but anyway. So what's happening here, I wanted to give you guys some specific things that are happening. So when we joined or formed, I should say, because we were one of the founding members of this new network, Ohio Regional Church Network, one of the vision statements is a commitment to assist member churches in becoming healthy, mature, and growing communities of faith, okay? As a part of that, every church that becomes a part of the Ohio Regional Church Network has agreed to choose some advisors to speak into their ministry context, to encourage them, to help them grow. And so we are making our first run at this. And as Charlie mentioned, that Jack Stockdale and Terry Lewis are our advisors. We asked them to pray about it, and they said yes. And so it's a commitment on their part for the next probably 2 to 3 years, okay? And so this is not like a one-and-done thing. It's a kind of ongoing thing. And the thing I like about this is these are men that have an investment in our lives already. They love us. They're committed to us. It's not like we're reaching outside the door and we don't know who these people are coming in to, you know, how they do in businesses where they don't even know you and they just tell you, okay, we're going to fire these 7 people. You know, that, and I know that that can happen in companies and that can work in companies, but I feel like it's really important that we have a relationship with these people. And so they're going to basically, if you're a ministry leader, listen to me. If you're a ministry leader, we're going to try to see if we can have all the ministry leaders participate this year. If not this year, then we'll work you into the following year because it's a multi-year thing. But on May 31st, Terry Lewis and Jack Stockdale will be here, and we're going to try to have our ministry leaders schedule a 30-minute meeting with them. Okay? And I'm going to send you an email about all the details regarding that meeting. You yourself are not being evaluated. Okay, it's not about you being evaluated or your ministry being evaluated. It's about how is the church doing in supporting you, you know, and that sort of thing. So you're going to give them some feedback. And then also, as an elder board, we are saying, hey, Jack and Terry, there's a couple of things specifically we would like your advice on, okay? So, like, I mean, I don't know if this is going to be one of them, but, you know, like, for example, Terry Lewis, he's retiring this year. Their church has been through a whole succession plan. You know, maybe at some point, maybe not this year, but at some point we want to say, this year we want you to give us advice on helping us come up with a succession plan or something, okay? So that kind of thing. So we're going to identify a couple of things that we would like them to give us advice on as a church, okay? Then, so that'll all happen the morning on the 31st. Then they're going to meet with our elders afterwards, after like maybe an hour or so. And then what's going to happen is they're going to make some recommendations, give us their input. I'm sure we'll talk about it. Then the very next day, during a portion of our service on Sunday, June 1st, we're going to have like a little panel discussion up here where they're going to say, hey, this is some of the stuff we saw. You know, and these are some thoughts we had, and then it'll be up to our elder team to basically pray about implementation of things, because you know the advisors are advisors; they have no authority within our church. But listen, we're valuing their input. We want to grow. We think it's going to be helpful to have somebody outside the situation just kind of give us who have had lots of years of experience in ministry to just give us their look under the hood for church health and that kind of thing. Does that make sense? So anyway, and then what we anticipate happening is, of course, we're going to come away with some things that we want to take action on. So we think that into that next ministry year, into the 2025-26 ministry year, we will be working with our ministry leaders to implement some things that we feel like we've come away with these from this advisor weekend, right? So we want to not just say, oh, that was nice, let's file that report, but we'll take some things from it, and as we pray about it, say we feel like these are the ones that we want to implement, and we'll put an action plan in. And then these advisors are there to help us all through the way. Some of you remember, you know, we'd have some different people in our association of churches that would help us. We'd be able to give them a call when we needed assistance in our ministry or get some input. These men will serve that purpose for us too, somebody to reach out to. So anyway, that's what that is. And I thought that's new to our church, and I wanted to just kind of in detail go through that, okay? No, this is, well, they're going to get a free lunch. But no, they're not being paid for this. This is out of the kindness of their heart and of their heart for service. Yeah, exactly. And actually, Jack reached out to me to try to be one of the advisors at his church. So yes, definitely there'll be, and it doesn't have to be, also just so you guys people know that it doesn't always have to be that they're picking people within the network. But at least one of your advisors has to be from within the network, is how our founding document states for the region. So if you have an expert that you have a relationship outside that's going to speak to maybe a need that your church has, you might have them be your advisor for a year or two while you're going through that phase, whatever it might be. Okay? All right, so Q&A, questions and answers, and Skip has all the answers. Yes? The what? Oh, this educational / multipurpose thing over here, it would not be attached. Yes, yeah, so you'd have to walk out to it and be in it. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. So is there going to be like a campaign? For some of the ones, yeah, so is there a campaign? Will there be a capital campaign? I'm sure there will be at some point for some of these. You know, you see the numbers like, you know, $500,000. Yeah, we will have to do a capital campaign. Yeah, so I'm not sure about the little building. Kind of to Nick's point, I think if people do want to get, you can give to the building fund and say, this project I would love to see happen, you know, and you can put it to the building fund and say, I would love to see it go towards this. So, you could, since we have a fund for it, it would be okay to designate for such a thing, yeah. So for some of you that are newer, we've done two capital campaigns where we raised funds. Each one was 3 years long, okay? And that involves what I would call sacrificial giving. It's of above and beyond your tithe. And actually, pretty much every dollar that was in our building fund, except for the ones that we've put back in there, is a result of those past campaigns, because we sold the land, and that land was paid for, right? So I'm just saying, like, those that have gone before us and some that are still here gave sacrificially, and we'll probably have to do that again to do some of these farther out visionary things. Yep. What else? What about fundraisers? Yeah, so, I mean, we're not opposed to that. I mean, I would say that, you know, for example, we're doing the cookbook thing specifically to help fund some men's and women ministry things, or to help offset the cost of retreats and so on. So I'm not sure what we'll do in terms of these larger projects, because, you know, some of those types of fundraising things don't generate anything in that $500,000 range. But not to say that you couldn't do it for some of the smaller things. Okay, so there's a question about the closet back here. Yeah.
Yeah, there is a subcategory that we didn't get into tonight, where all the closets are being reorganized, and that would be the security one. There will be a cleaning closet and then a storage closet. that is being worked on as well. I just think we didn't get into it today.
I'm not going to say how we did because the person just signed the paper. That's all I can say. I'm just being honest. Yeah.
I wanted to make sure he knew they will be changed in the next 5 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, there's just the concern about the pileup of stuff. Yeah. Yep. And storage is always an issue in every church. And so the baptismal, I love the idea what they're going to do with the baptismal area. It's going to be storage where the tables and chairs can be. And when we have the event in there, we pull it out and it actually opens up more room, enough for four more tables from what I'm told. What else? Other questions? Okay. After this meeting is over, it's not too late for questions. If you think of something and you want to email us or catch one of us, that's perfectly fine. And I know it's a lot of numbers, you know, and I appreciate, and if Frank was trying to keep to his time frame and everything, if Frank wasn't trying to hide numbers from you, I guarantee it. But all those slides will be out online. Give us a few days to get them out there for the recording. But how about if I close off in prayer here? Appreciate everybody's patience here. Kids have been great as well. So thank you all. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. Just for this opportunity to celebrate what you've done, how you've provided, and how your people have served to build one another up as well as to reach out to those around us. Lord, we lift these things up to you and we submit everything to you. We only want to go where you say go, as we're told in the Old Testament, thinking of Moses. And so, Lord, we submit them to you and also just ask that you would lead and guide us all along the way and that you would just continue, Lord, to guard and protect the unity of our church and also just that you would help us to be a blessing to the community, Lord. And we just pray that you bless all these young families as well here and just also just thinking about the people in our church that, you know, as we're getting older and need help as well. And so we just pray, Lord, that you'd help us all to be the hands and feet of Jesus to each other as we see the needs and be able to help each other out there. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Guys, have a great day.